Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French for give me some fucking cola before I break Boo's fucking lip.
All right, relax.
Live from the modern rock capital of the universe, you're listening to the bonus round with Bo Crenshaw.
Good afternoon, young Jedi warriors. This is the bonus round. This is actually my first podcast coming right at you. I'm going to have some special guests coming in. I'm going to have Bob from down the hall joining me, and also the voiceover chameleon himself, Tim Rice, who has put everything together for me to bring these podcasts to you. Now, let me ask you this. Don't you hate it when you wake up before your alarm goes off in the morning? I had to get up this morning at 6:30 to go teach, and I got up at 5.
Yes, like, Bob.
What
was your alarm set for?
6:30.
Jeez.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, it's almost even more irritating when it's like, I always do like 2 minutes. It's like 2 minutes right before it's going to go off.
Yeah.
And you think, well, how much am I going to really get out of this?
I don't really get annoyed by that at all.
But this is the thing. Have you ever noticed how awesome your snooze button is based on how long the actual snooze?
It's my favorite.
Long, like
I live
the
by
duration?
The snooze button. Of all
like,
the buttons.
I got a 9-minute snooze. Like, you can actually get back into deep sleep almost.
9 minutes.
9 minutes.
15 different times a night.
You know, hit that bad boy 4 times. You're 36 minutes behind schedule.
Your average about 4 times?
Usually 3.
3?
Yeah. Yeah. During the weekdays, it's about 3.
I'm a two-time snooze smacker.
Yeah.
So three. That's the way I go.
3, 4.
You know.
It depends.
When did I get to bed?
You know. I got something exciting going on, and you know.
Now I'm probably just a oneer.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's
kind of like I'm with the ladies.
Of course, you know, Bo's so laid back. A lot of times he doesn't have to even set an alarm. He just kind of flies by the seat of his pants.
He's ready.
That's usually how it is. But yeah, the past couple of days I've had to, you know, get up at an earlier time, and I go out the night before, hang out with some friends, and I'm thinking to myself, oh man, I got to get up at 6:30, and I wake up at 5.
He's going to be good with kids, I think.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
You're going to be a great father.
Yeah. I hope to God I am not fathering any children.
Yeah.
That you know of.
That I know of. So this is the first podcast that's going through the bonus round. This is just kind of an introduction to some of the characters that you're going to see throughout my time producing podcasts. Pretty much what's going to end up happening is, A, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to make really loud fart noises.
Oh, good.
And think of, and then pull out a bottle of KY. Also, I'm going to be doing a bunch of music reviews. So there's going to be artists that are going to be coming out with new CDs. One of the first ones I will be doing is the new Seven Dust record, Cold Day Memory. And I'll put little clips of new songs from them and how it compares from past members being in the band, such as Sonny Mayo, to new reuniting members, Clint Lowry. There's a vast difference in them, so you'll be able to check that out. I hope you'll enjoy those podcasts. But this is...
Sounds like he's got a serious show going on.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
This show is kind of a big deal, you know?
I think we should be in here joking around.
No.
This is serious rock and roll.
This is not the voiceover chameleon. Like, listen, I have pictures of guitars and everything on the wall.
Much more classic.
So watch out for that. That's all I have to say.
Serious musical criticism going on.
Music criticism. It's not necessarily criticism.
You're like the Siskel or the Ebert of musical criticism.
Hey, thumbs up, yeah. Thumbs down.
No, I've listened to a bunch of, or not listen, I've watched.
One of them fuckers dead.
Yeah. One's gone.
Yeah. Siskel.
We should talk about it.
And Ebert's got like a robot voice now.
Who?
Yeah.
Can you talk like a robot?
No, I can't, but I can talk like Yoda.
Ah.
Yoda I will talk like for the rest of this podcast. It's good stuff. So, now, what's going to end up happening is I'm not going to criticize them, but I will definitely voice my opinion.
Kind of a feedback show.
Right. You know, I'm not here to criticize. You know, music, there's no rules to music, so sometimes I really don't understand why people criticize how sucky a band is.
You've been listening to the bonus round with Bo Crenshaw. Tune in next week when Bo discusses Seven Dust and dry anal rape.